On an annual basis, the Community Foundation celebrates community giving through the distribution of community grants. And last night, we had an opportunity to distribute community grants from our unrestricted funds to 6 different nonprofit organizations here in the community. That included Aggieland Pregnancy. They're going to have a wonderful opportunity to use their funding for some software and computer technology upgrades. Brazos Valley PET, which stands for Personal Energy Transporters. It's a nonprofit out of First United Methodist Church in Bryan, and they build and distribute these personal energy transporters, and it gives individuals in developing countries who are unable to walk the gift of mobility. So they're going to be purchasing a welding machine that will enable them to make more transporters for the use abroad. Brian Newton's Lions Club received a grant for part of their free vision screening program. They are purchasing screening optic equipment that they will be using to screen the vision of children ages 6 and under to see if, in fact, they have vision problems, that is, before they get into the school system. So the goal here is to catch them while they're in a youthful state, and if they need assistance with vision and visual needs, then we'll get them into the doctor. Catholic Charities of Central Texas received a grant to assist with their parenting goals here and to use technology equipment and educational materials for some of their parenting classes that they hold here in Bryan. Easter Seals was in need of a trapeze. It's a flying trapeze that they use with children in their pediatric occupational therapy program, and it helps the individuals who have autism and cerebral palsy, et cetera, refine their grip strength and their core strength and upper body strength. And they had a 12-year-old trapeze that they needed assistance, and it just completely stopped working. So we're going to be able to make an impact in purchasing that trapeze for them. And then our 6th grant from our community grants went to Family Promise of Bryan College Station. They are an area-wide, completely volunteer-based nonprofit organization that supports families with children by providing shelter and meals and support services. Well, they recently have received a large gift and a grant and have purchased a new facility called Hope Crossing Project, and they will be able to house overnight individuals who may have housing needs and trying to keep families in place who may be in a homeless state for a short period of time. So it was a phenomenal celebration of community giving at its best, trying to help nonprofits with some of the unrestricted funding that we have available here within the Community Foundation.
And let's remind listeners the geography of the Community Foundation.
Right. The Community Foundation was founded in 2003, but it is a nonprofit organization that serves the 7-county region of the Brazos Valley. And our goal is to advance community giving to support important quality of life issues and provide essential funding that's necessary to sustain the nonprofit organizations within our 7-county area. We're all about helping individuals and families and businesses personalize their giving by creating endowed funds that provide perpetual funding sources to benefit nonprofits and charities and faith communities and societal needs here within the community. We have a 13-year history here in the community in the Brazos Valley, and over that 13 years, we have grown a community endowment to $3.2 million. And that includes 70 different funds that have been established by individuals and donors and businesses here in town. The real goal of this is to continue to grow that endowment so that it allows donors to award grants to benefit important quality of life issues. But what I am really tickled about is the fact that in addition to growing this $3.2 million endowment, to date, our community foundation has distributed more than $972,000 in grants, going back to nonprofits and to important social needs here. And we are looking forward to early 2007 because we will surpass the $1 million grant level, which is really making an impact and leaving a legacy of care in taking care of important needs in our communities.
You've also let us know that April 24th is the 2017 tribute luncheon for the Community Foundation, and there was an announcement made about that.
That is correct. We last night we launched our 2017 tribute luncheon, which provides an opportunity to celebrate community philanthropy when recognizing individuals who give of their heart and their soul by celebrating people that make a difference. They share their time and their talents and resources with this community, and as a result, we are very blessed. But last night, we announced our three tribute luncheon honorees who will be recognized on Monday, April the 24th. And those individuals include Coach Gary Blair. We're really excited that Coach Blair will be allowing us with an opportunity to say thank you for everything that he has done and giving back to our community, both from his community service, but also all the work that he does with Special Olympics and the Coach Blair Charities, and raising over $1 million to date since he established that nonprofit. In addition, we will be celebrating Celia Good Haddock, a native of Blind College Station here, graduate of A&M, who is renowned for her leadership and her civic service to various different nonprofits, served as Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year, was past chairman of the board of the chamber, currently serves on the Habitat for Humanity Board and Research Valley Innovation Center, but is a phenomenal leader in and of herself, having grown university title from an organization when she started with two persons now to a community industry here that's recognized for its efforts. And our final individual and one that we want to celebrate as well is Larry Hodges. Larry is a founder and owner of Copy Corner here in Bryan College Station, and a recognized name here in copying and duplicating business services. But in addition to growing a business as he did, he has humble beginnings in being able to give back as a result of being blessed with his success in the community. He served on the Chamber of Commerce Board and was chairman of the Research Valley Partnership, and just has a history of giving back, not only personally, but through his affiliation and ownership of Copy Corner, and also his ownership of multiple Double Dave's restaurants here in Bryan College Station as well. So we are excited that those three individuals will be joining us. It will be a celebration of community giving and philanthropy and the wonderful works that go on within our blessed community. And we are just delighted to be able to share the good works of these individuals. This year's luncheon is being sponsored by Wells Fargo, but it will be on Monday, April the 24th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton. And we hope that everyone will join with us in celebrating this special tribute to these three very special community leaders.
Between now and then, if someone wants to learn more information about the Community Foundation, how do they go about doing that?
Yes, they can call the office. Our office telephone number is 979-589-4305, or the website is www.cfbb.org. We are all about advancing community giving by matching donors' passions and interests with local needs, and would love to visit with anyone who'd like to make a gift today or one in the future through a bequest or gift in that regard.